This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the theory that nothing in this economy happens in a vacuum, here with the latest on the federal debt limit. Both Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney were on Capitol Hill this week sounding the alarm. They are worried Congress might have to increase the amount of money the government is allowed to borrow much sooner than they had expected. We asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer to explain what's going on here.
It's happened to the best of us. We try to budget and plan, but somehow we come up short. Imagine being billions of dollars short. That's what happened to the Congressional Budget Office. It says the government collected $60 to $70 billion less in taxes than expected during the first 7 months of fiscal year 2017.
The cash balance of the U.S. Treasury is down almost by half from the beginning of this fiscal year.
Peter Cohn is an analyst at Height Securities. He says there are a number of reasons the government is raking in less tax money. For one, wealthy investors might be holding on to stock, not wanting to sell it, because they're hoping Congress cuts the capital gains tax rate. Those are the taxes you pay when you make money selling stocks. Frank Sammartino was an economist at the Congressional Budget Office and is now at the Urban Institute. He says investors might think they can save on taxes if they postpone stock sales.
If they think that, well, maybe the tax rates on capital gains are going to be lowered because of tax proposals, they may postpone that.
The tax proposals he's talking about, one is in the Republicans' Health Care Reform Act. It would get rid of a special capital gains tax on high earners that's part of Obamacare. Also, the House Republican tax overhaul bill would lower the overall capital gains tax to about 16%. Another reason investors might be holding on to their stock? The market's hot, says wealth advisor Jennifer Myers.
I think a lot of people are seeing the markets move up and saying, I don't want to miss out on the opportunity.
But all of this is a gamble. Who knows what the markets will do and when or whether Congress will finish its health care and tax overhauls. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.